Well, here we are. We are officially entering the holiday season. Today, May 31st, 2023. According to Dan Bongino, today is a historic day because it means pretend Dr. Jill Biden is the worst president in the history of this country. But that is not why we are here. That is not why we are celebrating. Today is very important. Muy importante. For those that did not check their woke calendar this morning, May 31st is Woke Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas, my fellow birthing persons. For the next 30 days, celebrations will be held across the country. Thank God. Thank God. June only has 30 days instead of 31. Pfizer only has the capacity to produce a 30-day supply of Preparation H. If June were 31 days, there would be plenty of roid-raged rectums heading into July. Woke Christmas, or Pride Month 2023. It's going to be different this year. Not sure. The celebrations will be the same. Bondage Brad parading the streets in his rainbow dress, politely spanking submissive Sam. Chad Thundercock flaunting his tuck-friendly bathing suit. I'm glad they make these an extra small. Next year, I hope to fill the top of this bikini. All of this will be happening as Tina Toddler watches in confusion, asking her non-binary mother to explain what's going on. You know, I was thinking about something this morning. If I were a black person, I would be upset about this. For starters, how come we only celebrate the great black people in America for 28 days, but we celebrate woke Christmas for 30 days? It doesn't seem right. Where is the equity in that? This past year, Black History Month came and went. It was barely mentioned in the mainstream media. We are not even into June yet. And the mainstream media has been promoting woke Christmas for the last, what, 3 or 4 weeks. Remember when the mainstream media pretended to care about you? Remember when they were fighting for your rights? Remember when they were combating mythical racism, the same mythical racism that the media created themselves? Have you guys noticed we don't hear about that anymore? Did you notice that? Did you ever stop and wonder why? The mainstream media, they have found a new group of victims. They have kind of forgotten about black people in favor of white men pretending to be women. The same evil white men they were accusing of being racist just 2 years ago. The faces have changed, but the tactics are all the same. The reason mythical racism was so effective, at least for a little while, it was effective. But the reason, there were a lot of people who were afraid to speak against it. Now, of course, this guy wasn't, but a lot of people were. They were afraid to be called racist. They were afraid of losing their jobs. Companies were afraid of lawsuits. When it comes to the latest movement at Woke United Methodist, that fear has been replaced with anger, outrage. The tolerance tank is on empty. The deacons have finally stumbled on a cause that unites the vast majority of the country. That's why I said woke Christmas is going to be different this year. Normal people are no longer standing on the sidelines watching with disgust. Normal people are starting to take action. And the deacons want so badly for you to lose control. The deacons are begging for you to lose control so they can prove their false narrative. But normal people don't have time for emotional outbursts. We don't have time to protest in the streets, flipping over police cars and burning buildings. Normal people have jobs, they have families. Normal people have decided to act with their wallets, their bank accounts. The latest corporation to feel the wrath of normal people, Kohl's. Casey, what the hell is Kohl's? I had actually heard of Kohl's before. We have a couple of them here in town, but I don't think I've ever been inside one. I was surprised to learn this morning that Kohl's is the largest department store in America. Almost 1,200 locations, almost $20 billion in annual revenue in 2021. Last week, Kohl's received some excellent news. Their stock price increased to $24 a share. Unfortunately for shareholders, that increase didn't last long. As of 7:45 this morning, shares were trading for $19 a share. Why? Clearly, Kohl's learned absolutely nothing from Target and Bud Light. I guess Kohl's thought they were immune from the backlash. I guess they thought they could indoctrinate children and no one would notice. Well, We did notice. If you're the parent of an infant child, I got some great news for you. For the entire month of June, Kohl's is heavily discounting certain items for children. Maybe some of these items will interest you. Check them out for yourself. Here we have a lovely Pride bodysuit for kids under the age of 2. This item was originally priced at about $20. Due to lack of interest, Kohl's has marked it down to $10. Here in a couple of weeks, they'll probably be paying customers just to take it off the shelf. Take a look at this lovely family. After months of searching for a life partner, Chad and Brad finally met while shopping at Kohl's. After several months of dating, there was a proposal and a wedding at Woke United Methodist. Guess who performed the ceremony? KC, obviously Father Jalen Rose, pastor of Woke United Methodist. Unfortunately, Father Jalen, he was in grief counseling that day, expressing guilt for his past use of Mount Everest. Sister Rachel Levine stepped in and married Chad and Brad. Well, KC, where did those kids come from? Did they adopt them? Adoption? Are you serious? You didn't know men can get pregnant too? Now, you might be wondering, what about the older children? My kids are in elementary school. Does Kohl's offer wonderful Pride clothing for them? Damn right they do. Kohl's has beautiful Pride offerings for all the kids. It's about the children. We must save the children. For those parents who allow their kids to watch Disney, Kohl's has a shirt featuring Minnie Mouse. The rodent even speaks by saying, "Ask me my pronouns." I think I'll pass. A content creator named Twisted Luck Truth, he did parents a favor by filming all the exciting items that Kohl's wants to sell your children. Watch for yourself.
We're here at Kohl's to show you that Kohl's is much like Target in having lots of similar, we'll just say Pride gear for children, toddlers, and infants. You got onesies, you got everything. I wanted to draw attention to Kohl's because Bud Light and Target are getting the due attention, but Kohl's is back there in the shadows. They're doing the same thing.
They have finally pushed normal people too far. The deacons have finally found the one issue that unites people across the board. There is a reason we are seeing so much backlash. I can't remember another time when normal people have been this pissed off about something. Now, there have been situations in the past where a majority of the country's upset about something or another. A couple of days later, it's all but forgotten. But people are not letting this go. People are not forgetting this time. If Kohl's wants to offer Pride clothing to adults, fine, who cares? Most moms aren't going to be triggered when they're shopping for a halter top and they have to walk past tuck-friendly thongs for Chad Thundercock. If they had to walk past rainbow bikinis to get to the jewelry counter, most people not gonna care. But when mom is shopping with her toddlers, and she has to explain why they're not allowed to have a Minnie Mouse shirt that says, "Ask my pronouns," that's when Mama Bear comes out. 99% of parents do not want to deal with that. They don't want to be forced to explain to their 3-year-old why Minnie Mouse is wearing a tuxedo instead of a skirt. There must be some ambitious wanker spankers working at Kohl's. You thought Target was proud of their Pride? The marketing department at Kohl's, they went the extra mile. Remember that all-American family I just showed you? Dad and Dad with their trio of kids? And by the way, have you ever noticed we never see Mom and Mom in these types of promotions? It's always Dad and Dad. Have you noticed? These major corporations, they're not very equitable in their promotion of the T in LGBT. We never see bearded women. We never see masculine WNBA players receiving endorsement deals from Target and Kohl's. They only promote the feminization of men. Strange. But anyway, I'm sure you remember the All-American family. Did you notice what they were wearing? They were proudly wearing their rainbow-themed shirts. These shirts can be found at all major retailers during the month of June. Executives at Kohl's, they're smart. They wanted to come up with a way to differentiate themselves from their competition. I'm sure you've noticed, most of these young models at Target and Kohl's were young white kids. That is no bueno. That is mythical racism. What about the minority children? I've got good news for those parents. Kohl's has you covered. Check it out for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, This is the Progress Pride flag. KC, what is the Progress Pride flag? Let me read an excerpt from the Woke Bible so I can properly explain it. The Progress Pride flag is designed to be more inclusive to racial minorities who identify with the transgender community. As you can see, they wanted to be sure they were including all races in their indoctrination of children. I'm sure minority parents appreciate it. Now, I know some of you guys disagree with me yesterday when I said there was no reason to boycott Chick-fil-A. I know some of you disagreed when I said you got to pick your battles here. Some of you want to boycott anything that's even remotely woke, and that's fine. That's okay. But this example with Kohl's, this is the reason I said you got to pick your battles. There is a legitimate reason to boycott Kohl's. Chick-fil-A's not indoctrinating kids. That is exactly what Target and Kohl's are doing. The tolerance tank is on E. Tolerance is what got us here. I remember when I was growing up, there was one day set aside to celebrate the gay pride. That one day turned into 1 week. No one cared. That 1 week turned into 2 weeks. No one cared. 2 weeks turned into a month. No one cared. The tolerance continued. Pride month turned into pride year. The NHL, the NBA hosting pride nights in the middle of winter. No one said anything. And here we are, where Gay Pride Month has been completely corrupted. What started as gay people wanting to be recognized, wanting the same rights as the rest of us, what started as something understandable has been twisted into something evil. Pride Month is no longer about celebrating your pride. It's about indoctrinating your children. It's about raising a generation to be confused about their gender. Thankfully, the majority of people are fighting back. But if that does not continue, where do they go next? What is the next cause? Celebrating the gender transition of animals? Give me your thoughts. Kohl's learns absolutely nothing from Target. Clothing specifically designed to brainwash young children. Ladies, this one's on you. Men don't shop at Kohl's. Well, at least men I know don't shop at Kohl's. Do you think this potential boycott will be as strong and effective as Target and Bud Light? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.